Hey, you're good, you're good.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
To another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. As you know, we cover the draft, but we also cover anything that involves the draft and helping make NFL draft prospects better. And when they do that, they're a better guy to watch on the field. One of the men doing that is Justin Allen. He is the owner and founder of All In Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. And he's going to kind of share what he brings to this table. And in the last few years, he's really been able to develop a nice culture and community in terms of his facility down in Houston, in terms of combine prep and all the things that come with these guys becoming top prospects in this draft. And not only those guys, but you're talking local kids, and then you're also talking NFL veterans going back there during the offseason and getting their workouts done. But with that said, Justin, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thanks for having me. Been having a great afternoon, great day so far. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was so excited to get connected with you because you're obviously, you know, any facility out there doing what you're doing to kind of advance the abilities of these young guys, I always kind of admire. And your background's kind of interesting. You know, I was trying to do some, you know, work and find out who you and what you brought to the table. But, you JUCO, then New Mexico State, and then a couple of, you know, hip injuries, you know, derail your future as a football player. I'm curious, I mean, going through that rehab and seeing maybe what was robbed of you, did that make you want to be a guy that could advance these young men to be better than what they are when they arrive at your facility?
Most definitely. Anybody having an injury like that with dreams of playing at the next level, and for me, it was dreams of playing with my older brother, Dwayne Allen, and when that dream was no longer an option due to the hip surgery and seven surgeries I had during my career. I put my focus on helping others and other athletes learn those I didn't know and just give them the tips to have an edge on their opponent. Taking care of your body is the most important thing. And that's what I love to do.
Definitely. And I was going to mention that a little, but Dwayne Allen, your older brother, NFL player, I mean, that's a great connection. Now, before we get into all the things, I usually say this to the end of the show, but, I mean, do you guys still tease each other growing up? I mean, who the better athlete was?
Oh, definitely. All the time. We both really love basketball. So we really talk smack when we see each other about who's the better basketball player, who's got the better shot, handles, just stuff like that. But yeah, we definitely still tease each other. I'll tease him on some games as well after some football games we had.
Excellent. So let's kind of talk about, you know, how All In Sports Performance, the owner, founder. I mean, let's kind of dive into, you know, what it's like for these guys to arrive at your facility and kind of express how this is going to be a little bit of a different culture and experience compared to some of these other places they could go to.
I think what we have here, I think the culture we have built here is more family oriented, and it's not just sports. We talk about life, and we just make sure every little thing that matters to each human being, each athlete, is covered. And it's like I said, the sports part of it is a lot of these athletes can go to anybody. It's God given talent, and they're born with that ability. We just fine tune it, give them a few tools to add to the bag, but majority of them are born with that. So. For me, it's the ability to dig deeper than that, see where they're at mentally. I see where they're at physically every day. So mentally, spiritually, emotionally, just making sure they're ready for what comes with being a professional athlete or as not even just an athlete, just the general fitness clients as well. I give them that athletic approach to life. So just really making sure they're ready for everything, not just making sure they know how to do a squat, they know how to do a hang clean or running technique. I make sure they're sharp all the way around. And they help me as well. I learn from each and every athlete, so I learn daily.
That, hey, you know what? You can never know too much, and it's all you got to have that open mind to learn. Once again, Justin Allen, the owner, founder of All In Sports Performance Houston, Texas, training local kids, high school kids, NFL guys. I really want to be able to get the word out. I mean, not that, I mean, everyone respects you and you're well known in the business, but I want to get the doors even, you know, packed more. I mean, kind of talk about who you bring in and what you can do. I mean, just say for the high school kids out there, I mean, Texas is a hell of a football state. I mean, bringing those kids in terms of the college guys, when should these people start reaching out to you to kind of start settling in on knowing that All In Sports Performance is going to be the right fit and the place they need to be?
Oh, man. So we got a different approach to everything. I feel like if it's something what you want to do for a career, it should be done really every day. With us, we recommend 2 to 3 times a week. The more the better, just like anything you do. Muscle memory, just building that repetition, building that confidence in yourself, and just understanding your body, knowing who you are, knowing your style of play. That all is important. A lot of people just train and train and train, but they never understand their game. They never understand, okay, this is what I'm good at. This is what I need to work on. This is my niche, and be okay with that. So I think the earlier the better. But I've had a few guys that started the game late with me, and we were able to catch up. So it just depends on the person, man. Like I said, it's God-given talent. I prefer the athletes to get to me as soon as possible so we can prepare for the next season and really blow the top from there.
Definitely. And what's it like, I mean, you know, having the NFL guys come back and train and seeing them blossom and do their thing in the National Football League? I mean, you know, Sunday you get to watch these guys do their thing, and you know you have a little bit of that, you know, success wrapped up in terms of what they're doing at All In.
It's exciting. It's exciting to watch their hard work on Sunday, or even the basketball guys when they play weekly. Been blessed to work with some big names, but I like to work with everyone. So it's always exciting to watch the hard work pay off.
Now, you know, I'm curious. I mean, I have no clue. How much different is to say a guy, you know, NBA, the NFL, you know, training? I mean, how much different or how much the same is it?
They're quite similar. They're quite similar. I train most of my basketball guys like they're football players. I just tweak the reps and add a little bit more plyos with the basketball guy. But it's pretty much the same weight room workouts. It's slightly different. It's almost similar, so it's not much difference at all. It also depends on the player as well. Like, one player may need quick twitch, one player may need speed and agility, one player may need strength and conditioning. So it all depends on who I'm working with.
I don't want to get in trouble with your NFL guys, your NBA guys, or just your basketball, football guys, but is one athlete usually better than the other? I know they're so different, but, I mean, just athletic-wise, are NBA guys more athletic than NFL guys?
To be honest,
it's a tricky – yeah, you know, I'm just curious.
It's all the same process. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can be on like level 2 or level 20. You know what I'm saying? James Harden level 2 could be somebody else level 20. You know what I'm saying? Earl Thomas level 20 could be somebody else level 2. So the process is the same. It just depends on the person. Like, some people are good football players, good basketball players, but when you break it down to them, and they have to think and they have to put everything together, that's where they struggle. So,
fair enough, man. I like it.
Exactly. So you make the connection of the hand, body, feet. And once the brain, once everything can have it, have a brain of its own, your instincts are unbelievable from there. Getting an extreme athlete to learn body control, learn how to stop, teach them how to lance off, teach them how to take off. It just takes their game to a whole nother level. Not too many players work on the small things because they're good at the good things. That's why they're who they are. So when you get the ones that let you break them down to the small things that really matter, oh man, it's incredible to see.
That's excellent. And with everything going on with the coronavirus and facilities shutting down, gyms are hard to get to. You know, we talk with draft guys every day. I mean, you know, the kid yesterday said he was doing push-ups every commercial. Every time TV came on, commercials came on, he did push-ups. You know, I mean, what's your advice to your clients as they kind of go through this transition, especially the draft this week, in terms of just being ready when that phone rings that they're ready to go?
I really harp on being mentally focused, staying ready, just making sure you're doing everything that you're supposed to do to be ready up until this point. Most of them have been doing this their whole life, but they have to understand that they're a professional. Like I said, I harp being a professional to my guys at a young age, but just making sure that they understand what it takes mentally and being prepared for what it takes mentally. Physically, body's been going through this since they were 4 to 6 years old, all the way up until now. So that's a big thing. And then staying sharp. I don't believe in resting too much. That way the muscles stay ready to go.
Fair enough. Once again, Justin Allen, the owner, founder of All In Sports, located in Houston, Texas, and this guy's taking care of all these guys going through the combine process, and he's talking about the NBA guys as well. And like I said, great facility and a lot to learn. And kudos to you, Justin. I mean, you've really gotten off the ground quickly, and you've established yourself a heck of a clientele. I mean, you should be very proud of that. I don't want to say were you shocked by it, but, I mean, how appreciative you are that, you know, you never know how, you know, when you venture out into your own business, what's going to happen. But for you, I mean, I think the results and what you've been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time has been resounding. I mean, what's it like for you to see this thing grow the way it has?
I think for me, it's like I feel like I've seen it before it happened. So it's like, man, I don't even know how to say the word. So
thank you.
I don't get too caught up in the hype. I feel like I'm just in the growing stages. I've been blessed to get a lot of big names, people that people know. But there's a bigger vision to it. I feel like I manifest this and seen it years ago when I started, and I feel like it's all God. I can't really explain how it's been able to grow. I just know I've been working hard, and I put everything in God's hands, and he's been able to, he's blessed me to be able to do what I do and what I love to do.
Excellent. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. It's obviously coming to fruition for you, Justin. Hey, man, we do like to always end our shows with a couple off-the-wall questions, lighthearted, fun stuff. You ready to take a shot with some of those before we let you go today?
Most definitely.
All right. Now your brother, Dwayne Allen, NFL guy. Now, you mentioned you guys like to be competitive, play a little basketball. If you're playing horse and you got to win the game, what shot are you going to do that you know he can't make?
Oh, that's tough, man. We're both shooters. Hey, that's big brother, man. So, I think after working with James Harden, I'll probably take a few moves out the bag from Harden. Probably the little step back three, little step back fadeaway three.
Fair enough. And how about this one? I'm glad you mentioned James Harden. How many times have you been able to shoot with him, and have you ever been able to maybe get a little bit of a better for him in a shoot around?
We actually haven't got to the court yet. We've been working. Like I said, I put my basketball guys through football-based workouts. Football focuses more on the small footwork movements, quick twitch, up and back movement, start and stop. That's not really a focus in basketball, how it is in football. So what I've been able to do is bring football to life, football workouts to life for basketball players, and it translates. Most people that play basketball, they can tell you when a football player comes in the gym, it's just a whole different mentality, a whole different speed, a whole different physicality, whole different explosion. So a lot of basketball players are adapting to that and recognizing, like, hey, maybe I should do what the football players is and take my game to another level.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, Justin, I'm so glad we were able to connect, and I appreciate you sharing some of your time. I know you're busy, but, hey, man, kudos to you. We'd love to, anytime you need anything to share, we'd love to get you back on and talk about how things are going at All In Sports Performance and kind of, you know, follow you as this business grows for you and you continue. And, again, I love the part of it. You mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, you're helping guys get better. You're helping guys accomplish and work towards their goals. And there's nothing ever wrong with that. But, again, man, continued success with you. Anytime you want to come back on, we'd love to have you.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate everything, and I appreciate the opportunity. You guys have a great day.
You too. Once again, that is Justin Allen from All In Sports and Performance. And you got to love, I'm telling you, I think 2016, this guy started doing this. And, I mean, the names and the big-name guys that have gone through this facility and that are still continuing to work with him just really speaks kudos to, you know, how well Justin's been able to kind of develop a culture and a community within that facility that these guys love, and they feel that bonding. And that goes a long way, and he mentioned that as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.